Our belief that micronutrient deficiency is the most widespread and dangerous health condition of the 21st century has become the foundation of our nutritional philosophy and is at the heart of the Rebuild Your Bones osteoporosis protocol you are about to start. Let's take a moment to dissect this statement and explore the facts that led us to this conclusion. Let's start with this fact. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, published statistics, only 7% of the entire U.S. population over the age of 2 has an adequate intake of vitamin D, an essential fat-soluble vitamin whose deficiency has been shown to greatly increase the risk of osteoporosis. Otherwise stated, 93% of all Americans are deficient. Additionally, the data also reveals that 92% of the U.S. population is deficient in potassium, 86% is deficient in vitamin E, 70% is deficient in calcium, and approximately 50% is deficient in vitamin A, vitamin C, and magnesium. Although these statistics alone are disturbing to say the least, it gets worse when you realize that deficiencies in any of these micronutrients have been scientifically proven to either increase the risk of osteoporosis or lead directly to bone loss. In fact, Americans were found to be at least somewhat deficient in all 18 of the essential micronutrients the USDA examined. There wasn't a single micronutrient for which all Americans met the government's minimum standards. Although this shows us that at least 93% of Americans are deficient in at least one essential micronutrient, vitamin D, the USDA neglects to publish the percentage of the population deficient in more than one micronutrient, or all 18 for that matter. However, according to Mehmet Oz, MD, of the Dr. Oz Show, when an independent research team investigated this question, their study of 3 million people revealed that less than 1% of the participants got enough essential micronutrients from diet alone. With approximately 325 million people in the United States, this means that depending on which statistic you use, between 300 million and 321 million Americans have a micronutrient deficiency. To get a little perspective on the sheer magnitude of this number, consider the fact that when you take the total number of Americans affected by the world's most prevalent and deadly diseases, including osteoporosis, heart disease, cancer, and diabetes, it totals up to just over 194 million people combined. And although we are in no way trying to downplay this devastating statistic, it's just over half of the 300 plus million Americans who have a micronutrient deficiency. This makes micronutrient deficiency the most widespread health condition of the 21st century. Micronutrient deficiency spreads globally. Micronutrient deficiency is not just a problem in the United States. According to the World Health Organization, WHO, more than 2 billion people in both developing and developed countries have micronutrient deficiencies. According to a 2010 study in the journal Public Health Reviews, these are silent epidemics of vitamin and mineral deficiencies affecting people of all genders and ages, as well as certain risk groups. They not only cause specific diseases, such as osteoporosis, osteomalacia, thyroid deficiency, colorectal cancer, and cardiovascular diseases, but they act as exacerbating factors in infectious and chronic diseases, greatly impacting morbidity, mortality, and quality of life. In Great Britain, researchers determined that every person residing in the United Kingdom, UK, was at risk for micronutrient deficiency to some degree. In fact, the number of British children diagnosed with the bone disease rickets due to a vitamin D deficiency is on the rise, with figures quadrupling in the last 10 years. In the United Arab Emirates, UAE, 90% of residents are deficient in vitamin D, and in China, research shows that 84% of men and 89% of women are deficient in vitamin D, and 40% are deficient in vitamin B9. Researchers caution that this may leave a large percentage of these populations at risk not only for bone-related conditions such as osteoporosis, but also for diabetes, cancer, cardiovascular diseases, infectious diseases, multiple sclerosis, and other autoimmune disorders. In India, researchers found that 75% of the population shows alarming levels of deficiency. And according to the World Health Organization, WHO, the number of countries affected by a vitamin A deficiency nearly tripled from 39 to 122 between 1987 and 2005. All these statistics point to the fact that America is not alone in this micronutrient deficiency pandemic. We, as a global community, must recognize micronutrient deficiency as the silent and harmful pandemic that it is, and take steps to reverse it before it's too late.